Welcome to this demonstration, or I should say, sort of a demonstration, of the Beats wireless headphones. And of course, these are from Beats and also sold via Apple, of course, and other Apple retailers. Now, these particular Beats wireless headphones that I purchased, I actually got them from an Apple retailer. When I checked the price of the headphones online, $379, and keep in mind that's in Australian dollars. And basically, in a nutshell, these headphones are Bluetooth enabled, so I can use them with my, in my case, iPhone, iPod Touch, or iPad. And they also have the ability to link in via a 3.5-inch cable, which is also supplied to a device that can take that plug in, such as a Daisy player or any other 3.5mm headphone jack. And in relation to the iPhone, iPod Touch or iPad, on that particular cable, you've got the famous remote. Of course, that's with the clicker that you can do in the middle for play, pause, volume up, volume down, etc. And of course, also has the microphone. So let me just tell you what you get in the box. Now, the box is actually interesting. It took me a while to open the box, because what you do, you slide the cardboard off the box, and then the box is like opening a rather large book. One part of the side is magnetically attached, so you actually pull it up and off, and then you actually open up the whole book, if you like, so then it actually exposes where the headphones are actually sitting. And to the left, you'll also find another little book that has a little door, and this time, rather than being magnetically attached, it's actually Velcroed. So you pull the bottom of it out with the little ribbon that's attached to it, and that opens up and back again, and that gives you access to the manuals that came with the headphones. So getting back to the other side, in the box itself, you get the Beats wireless headphones themselves. You get, in my case, I've got a little soft pouch that holds the headphones and also holds or has room for the 3.5mm headphone cable and also to the USB charging cable, because these phones are rechargeable. I should say at this point, the battery lasts, if you're using them on Bluetooth, for 10 hours. If, however, you're using them as a powered headset, so plugged in via the 3.5mm cable to, say, a laptop, for example, that I've been using here at work, you'll get 20 hours of total time. Because what happens when you plug the 3.5mm cable into the headphones, it disables or turns off Bluetooth. So when you get the headphones out of the box, they're actually folded up, because these are fold-up portable headphones. So if you hold them so that the headband is at the bottom and the crossed over ear cups are at the top, you just pull them up and out and they clip in. So you've got ear cups on either side, and of course they've got the spongy material that fits over your ears to block out any background noise. The left ear cup just has the Beats logo on it, and the right ear cup is where all your controls are. Now, one thing that did elude me until I got a sighted person to have a look at it is on the e-cup on the right-hand side, which has the controls, but on the e-cup itself physically, that's where your 3.5mm headphone jack is. But for the life of me, I could not find the USB mini cable port to plug in it to charge the headphones. The e-cups themselves can push backwards and forwards like I'm doing now inside the side of the headphone, so it actually fits your ears properly. If you pull the headphone in towards the middle, because I've still got the headphones basically upside down, the band on the bottom, if you take your finger to the middle of the edge as we're now looking down at, if you like, that is your mini USB port. Push the headphone ear cup back in a little bit, it actually hides the USB connector. Now, before I get on to the description of the controls on the right hand side for controlling your iPhone, etc., I should also say that you can actually extend the length of the headphones. So if I grab the side of the headphones here, just above where the ear cup attaches, and pull it up, I've extended the one side of the headphones, and if I push it back down, I've pushed it back down again. And the same with the right hand side, I pull it up, I pulled it out and I push it back in again to shorten it. The whole headphones itself are actually plastic, and underneath the headband you have a, I guess, rubbery feeling type soft area, of course, which actually sits on your head. And then the two ear cups, I said, have that soft fabric to put over your ears, and they're very comfortable. When you do put them on your head, they are reasonably sturdy headphones, and you can tell definitely that they're on your head, so they're not particularly light, but they're very comfortable. Okay, so when you get your headphones out and they're ready to go, to turn them on, coming to the right ear cup, as if you are wearing the headphones now, so they're actually on your head, and the right ear cup's on your right ear, of course, there's a button at the top with a dot on it, and that's the power on off button. So if you hold it down for 2 seconds, it will turn the headphones on, it'll play a sound, and if it's the first time you've turned it on, it'll automatically go into pairing mode, if it's the first time you've got it out of the box, we should say. If not, and it's this, you've already paired it, it'll turn it on and it'll just basically connect to, in my case, your iPhone. If you decide to, you know, get rid of the Beats wireless in your Bluetooth settings, or you want to use another iPhone or iPad example, then if you turn them on and keep holding that button in for about 5 seconds, you'll hear a funny bleep sound, and that means it's also in pairing mode, and it will pair automatically once it's paired, because it doesn't come up with any, you know, you don't have to enter 000 on your iPhone or anything else, it just pairs. So basically, when you first get them out of the box, you turn them on with the button, hold down for 2 seconds, you hear a sound, you'll then be in direct pairing mode. Once you've paired it with your iPhone, if you turn them off by holding that button in again for 2 seconds, turn it back on again for 2 seconds by holding the button in, it'll pair straight away. Now in the middle, again, of the right ear cup, there's a button in the middle. So I press it now, you get some good feedback, good tactile mechanical feedback. That button is actually your play pause button, as opposed to the power button, which is when you're getting a phone call, also acts as the answer hang up button. So again, your answer hang up button is your power on off button. Your play pause button is the middle button. So if we come to the top again, where the power button is on the dot, and we come around to the clock face and say number 3, there's another button with a, what I tend to think about as a raised dash rather than a dot, and that is your next button. If we keep coming around the clock, and I guess this button's probably at about 4, we have a button that's got 2 dots on it, and that's your volume up button. And then if we go around the clock face again and we hit 7, so not directly below the play pause button but slightly around to the left, so on the clock face number 7, that is your volume down button, and it's got 1 dot on the button, so very tactile. And then if we come around to the clock face again and then come up to 9, that basically is your previous button. Okay, so starting at the top of the ear cup with 1 dot on it is your power on off or answer hang up button. Coming round clockwise to 3 o'clock is the next button. Then around to 4 is volume up. Then around to 7 is volume down. And then around to number 9 is your previous button. I've already paired these headphones to my iPhone. Now what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to hold the headphones up to my mic, and you'll actually hear what the turn on sounds like. Okay, so I heard the startup sound. Now, as soon as I heard the startup sound, I took my finger off the power button, and you heard the beep beep, and that means it's now paired with my iPhone. When I turned them on for the first time, as I said, out of the box, and it went into pairing mode, it did a sort of like a warble sound to tell me that it was in pairing mode, versus that beep beep sound, which is the connection to a live Bluetooth connection, in this case with my iPhone. Now, being a set of Bluetooth headphones, I can actually check the status of my Bluetooth battery. So again, I'm going to hold my headphones near the microphone. so you can hear what it says on the status line of the iPhone. And of course, I'm using VoiceOver, so I'm going to touch the status line with one finger.
Bluetooth battery 69%. Status bar item.
Now, I've actually been using these headphones on and off since Sunday. Today's Wednesday. Now, I've been using the headphones on wired most of the time during work days on Monday, Tuesday, and today. And I've been using them with my iPhone with Bluetooth when I'm home or in the morning on the treadmill and just going around the house at night time cooking and so on. To me, is really good battery usage for a pair of powered headphones that do powered wired or powered Bluetooth. So I'm going to put the headphones down for the moment. I'm just going to talk a little bit about the remote cable. Now, the actual cable, it's quite long. It's probably about just over a meter long. On one end, you have the 3.5mm headphone jack. And then on the other end, you have another 3.5mm headphone jack, which is at a right angle to plug it in my case, to my iPhone or my Mac or my PC here running Windows at work. If you come to the normal 3.5mm headphone jack that actually plugs into the headphones, if you come a little bit along the cable, that's where you find the clicker. And of course, in the middle, pressing it now, you have the clicker for stop and start, or hang up and answer a phone call. And of course, on either end of that, you have the volume up and volume down on the clicker part of the remote when you've plugged in the cable. So if I plug that cable in now, so take the headphones here and plug it into the bottom in the 3.5mm little jack on the right-hand ear cup. Okay, I plug them in now. And then I come over to my iPhone and I plug the cable in. It's already disconnected the Bluetooth component of the Beats wireless. They're now running in wired mode now. Back on Bluetooth again, I take the cable out of my headset and take it out of my iPhone. Pull it out. And come back to the headphones and I'm holding them close to the mic again. Okay, it's connected to my iPhone, and of course to turn them off, I can just hold the power button in again, and I've turned the headphones off. So that completes this demonstration of the Beats Wireless wired Bluetooth headphones. I hope you've enjoyed the demonstration, and as always, thanks for listening, and bye for now.